We are continuing our previous shiur in the topic of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. We saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and we concluded the previous shiur by proving that you are allowed, according to Tosis, to be Ma'ariv, a Simcha D'Oraisa together with a Simcha D'Rabbanan. And according to this, we could be Miyashiv the Tosin Moed Katan. The sugi there, Dibur Maslam Ipnei, that the reason you're allowed to do a Su'udis Mil and Pidgin Aben B'moe, that you're allowed to do a Su'udas Mil of a Pidgin Aben B'moe. Aye, Fraktos, how are you allowed to do it? Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. So Tosva says, V'lo Chashivi Simcha B'Simcha Kim Su'udis Nesu'im Bilvad. What does that mean? It's only considered Simcha B'Simcha if it's a Su'udis Nesu'im. So what's the pshat? So we could say the pshat is that the Rosh Paskins, that the Yom Rishon Shel Simchas Chatzins Doraisa, and Memela the Sudas Doraisa, because that's part of the Simchas Chatzin. Rav says Ein Osin Nashim B'Moi because we darshim Misamach B'Chachag Olo B'Yishtucha. Tosa says that it's a Drasha Gemura. So we see that the Simchas HaNesu'in is a Din Torah. So when Tosa says that dafka simchas nesu'in, you're not allowed to be married with simchas haregel because they're both mitzvah simchas d'oraisa, it's because they're both mitzvah simchas d'oraisa. That's why he says dafka simchas nesu'in. Simchas nesu'in, you're not allowed to be married with moed because it's a simcha shel Torah. Masha enkein, the simcha of mila and pidgin haben b'moed, those are only simchas d'rabbanan. So there's no isser to do it on the moed. So that would explain the Tosfos, why they dafka aser sudas nesu'in. Even according to the first teretz of Tosfos, that he holds that according to Shmuel, who says, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, you're not allowed to do pidgin aben b'regel. It's because pidgin aben's d'oraisa, so maybe the su'uda latches onto the pidgin aben, and they're both considered d'oraisa. But the Yesodis remains that you're allowed to mix in Simchas Darabana and Simcha Daraisa. So if we're correct, then we can have two nafkaminas. What are the two nafkaminas? One nafkamina would be that Tosa Moed Katan asks, how is it mutter to do Milan Moed Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? So in their second teretz they answer that Mila you're allowed to do because it has a Zman Kavu, and you're not allowed to be Mevatel Mila that has a Zman Kavu for Yomtif. The Magen Avram in Tavkuf Samaches writes that Mila Shelo B'Zmana is also allowed to be done in the Moed. Chol HaMoed you could do a Mila Shelo B'Zmana. Why? Because Kol Shaita V'Shaita Ramile Lomol Dosser Lamar Ol, you're not allowed to stand Oral, so you have to do it as soon as possible. But according to this, Milas Ger, you're not allowed to do on the Moed, because there's no Isser for the Goy Lamud Aralachi is Gairis, there's no rush, so you're not allowed to do it on the Moed. But Milas Ger Katan, you're allowed to do according to Tosfos and Ksubas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the first teretz that the Ger is Katan is only the Rabbanan, so writes the Ritva there. So since the Guf HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan, so the Simcha and the Suda are also the Rabbanan, and Mimela Ger Katan would be allowed to be mauled on the Moed, because it's not an Isser of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha. There's no problem of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha. Simcha is only the Rabbanan. And also a Ketana, whose father died and she's getting married off by her brothers and mother, so also that Simcha is the Rabbanan, not a D'Oraisa, so that would be allowed to be performed on the Moed. Gevaldik. So now, if we're correct, we can be Miyashim a number of Kashas. So first is the following. The Rashban is Tshuvas Chelek Gimel. Reish Ayin Vav writes that about the question of marrying a woman on Purim, is it mutter? Or maybe it's us, because Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. So he says, probably it's mutter, because V'samachti B'chagecha, B'chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha, but that's Dafka B'chagecha. Purim's not a chag, and M'mele it's mutter, and M'nyana M'ele Hochem L'Hokel, D'me D'Rabbanan Heim. So in these D'Rabbanans, you go L'Hokel, V'samachti B'chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha, the Mechaber copies the Rashba lahalacha tofresh sarivav sifches. The Raman the Darkei Moshe is marich lochiach leheter, not like the Mari Brin who aser, is not like the Kalbo who is mistabik. Now, hold on tight, sweet friends. The Magen Avraham understood divrei Rashba that the reason he's matir on Purim is because you don't paskin like Shmuel that ain't marvin simcha b'simcha. We paskin like Rav she'ain nosim nashim b'moed, because he says v'samach v'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. But if it would be Al Tzayin Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, would be Aser to get married on Purim. But it's only mutter because it's only a din in the moed, and Purim is not a moed. So according to this, Magen Avraham concludes that according to what he writes in Tavkuf Mem Vav, that we paskin like Shmuel, Vein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, you're not allowed to get married on Purim, because you're not allowed to get married on Purim. It's only else Ain Nos Nashim B'Moed that you're allowed to get married on Purim, because it's not a moed. But Alzein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, you are allowed to get married on the moed. You are not allowed to get married in the moed Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Prichodesh and Sof Sim Tafrit Sadivav adds Shemidivra Tosis Nira that even according to Rav, there's a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the Prichodesh wants to say that according to Tosis, Rav doesn't disagree with Shmuel. Rav holds there's a din of Vesemachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha, you're not allowed to get married in the Moed because of that. But there's also a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Rav agrees with Shmuel, and therefore he passes like this Machriya, he decides like the Mogen Avram, that you are not allowed to be no say Isha be Purim. Because in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So now we have a kash in the Magen Avraham. It's in Tavkuf Mem Vav. He writes that if we paskin like Shmuel, Yadin Shal Asher Lasis Nesuim Gam Belo Suda B'Moed. If we paskin like Shmuel, then the din will be you're not allowed to get married on the Moed even without a Suda, because the Iker Simcha is the Etzem Nesuim. But according to Rav, says the Magen Avraham, it's mutter because the Iker Kpeda is Besudas Baser V'Yayin V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. According to Rav, says the Magen Avraham, Ayin Shem, where he explains, the Iker Kpeidas Besudas Basav Yain. It's not a Besudas Basav Yain, you're Beseder, then you could be get married on the Moed. Now the Beis Yosef, in our Chaim Tavkuf Mem Vav, is Matik Chubas Harash, but they're not allowed to do Nesuin B'Moed, even without a Seuda, which would mean, according to the Magen Avraham, that he's paskining like Shmuel, who holds that Asr las nesuin gam below suuda ain marvin simcha b'simcha because deker simcha has been nesuin. So if the Rashba paskins that ain lasos nesuin b'moed even without a suuda, that means that the Rashba is going with Shmuel. He's paskining like Shmuel. But if the Rashba is paskining like Shmuel, then how did he permit one to get married on Purim? It's because we paskin like Rav. So it's a steer in the Rashba lechora. But litvareinu it's gevaldik, and we can be mekayim the psak of the Rashba, even according to Shmuel, that since Simchas Purim is only the Rabbanan, so there's no Isser Lasus Nesuin B'Purim. There's no Isser Lasus Nesuin B'Purim because it's only the Rabbanan. So that would work even according to Shmuel. V'yeshlomer davar mechudit. The Rashba says, D'mid Rabbanan heim. What does it mean to mid Rabbanan him? What he means is, possibly, that Simchas Purim is only the Rabbanan. He doesn't mean that marrying a woman on the Moed is the Rabbanan, as one might think, but rather he might mean that Simchas Purim is only the Rabbanan. Since it's only the Rabbanan, we may permit it. Even according to Shmuel, even according to Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Because you're allowed to mix in a Derabbanan with a Daraisa. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe there, brings the Das Marivayil, that you're not allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben bepurim, and he's masking medivrei atosis that you're allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben b'moed. So if you're allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben b'moed, you're also allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben on purim. But based on what we said, we could be miyashev. He says saga on the marivayil. He says, look, how can you marivayil say you're not allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben on purim? Tosin moed cut and says you're allowed to make a su'udas pigeon haben on the moed. So the answer is that in the previous shiur, we brought the Ksav Sofer, the Torah's Rafael, that two mitzvahs derabbanan, there is a problem with mitzvahs chavilas. So here also, a sudas pigeon, a ben's derabbanan, perm's derabbanan, so you're not allowed to do them together. Mashen kain on the moed, where the moed's derais and pigeon ben's only derabbanan, and then you're allowed to do them together because we don't have a problem of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. So according to this, it comes out gavaldic, that perm's the opposite of moed. B'chol moed, you're not allowed to get married. And you're allowed to make a suitus pigeon aben, like from Tosis. But on Purim it's fakert. You're allowed to get married. you're allowed to get married because it's a derabanan and deraisa. The marriage is derabanan, deraisa, and the purim is only derabanan. But you're not allowed to make a suitor's pigeon aben, l'dan said Tosfos, because now there are two derabanans. Whereas in the moed it's fakert. You're not allowed to get married, but you are allowed to make a suitor's pigeon aben. And purim, you are allowed to get married, and you're not allowed to make a suitor's pigeon aben. Gevaldik. All are based on our yisod of mixing that the rabbanan and the rice is allowed to be mixed. The Beis Yosef, now we get to another kasha to be miyashev. The Beit Yosef and Simam Tafkuf Memvav writes Mutr Lisa Isha Be'erev Yomtif V'lasis Esuda Belel Yomtif. He says that you're allowed to marry a woman on Erev Yomtif. And make the Su'uda on Leil Yantif. And even though in the Shuta Rashba he finds a stira in this, nevertheless, Kaven the Mili Dirabbananu, Naktina and Lakula. So the Beis Yosef says the Rashba doesn't like this idea of making this Su'uda, of marrying on Erev Yomtif and making the Su'uda on Leil Yomtif. He contradicts it, but it's the Rabbanan, we're going to go to Kula. The Magen Avraham and Tzim Tufkim of Memvav Sif Katan Dalet asks that Tosis and Moed Katan holds that the Din of Eim Arav and Simcha B'Simcha is a Din Torah. What do you mean it's only the Rabbanan? It's a Din Torah. So what do you mean it's Mili the Rabbanan Akhtina L'Kula? It's a Din Torah. And Mikoach Zeh, he was Machriya Le'Esir. So based on what we said, we could be miyashiv bezus Hashem is baruch divrei Emor and Beis Yosef both in Nifla, because the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Samaches was mochiach shemitzvah simcha b'leil yom tov rishon hu rak midrabanan. Shagas Aryeh was mochiach that mitzvah simchas b'leil yom tov rishon is only derabanan. So now based on this we can say that's what the Beis Yosef meant, that mitzvah simcha b'leil yom tov is derabanan, and therefore you're allowed to get married, you got married on Erev Yom Tov and now you're allowed to make the suit on Leil Yom Tov, because you're allowed to mix the simcha derabanan of the Yom Tov together with the Simcha D'Oraisa of the Simchas Nisuin, of the Sudas Nisuin, of the party, because it's a Midrabanan's mixing with the D'Oraisa. Now the Beis Yosef isn't so sure, because we could say that Ladas Harif is a mitzvah simcha gam b'leil yom tov, like the Shagas Aryeh writes midaraisa, and therefore it's mixing in two daraisas that you're not allowed to do. But he's meikel because maybe it's only the rabbanan simcha and leil yom tov, and that's allowed to be mixed in with the mitzvah daraisa of the suuda. The Karen Oren Moed Katan Chesamet Beis asks, Yesh Ladakdek Al Takanas Kadmonenu L'Siyam HaTor B'Shmini Atzeres. So they didn't like the fact that you're finishing the Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because Erev Simcha B'Simcha, it's Shmini Atzeres and they have the Simcha of Torah. So how's that mutter? So the answer is that the mitzvah Simcha Shel Torah is finishing the Torah like we do on Shmini Atzeres. Simcha's Torah is only the Rabbanan. In the midst of your regulars, Doraisa, you're allowed to mix a Derabbanan and a Doraisa. Okay, sweet friends, we learned a whole lot. There's obviously a lot more to say, hopefully in Ritz Hashem in future Shiurim. But just to summarize some of what we learned, that Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha Tosa says that the reason is because Ein Osin Mitzvahs chavilas chavilos. That's why in Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. For the same reason that Ein Osin Mitzvahs chavilas chavilos. Ben Amuke Yosef says that the reason Ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha is because you're not going to be able to be properly happy in either of them. Midivrei Atosis, it would appear that even if Klape Shmaya Galia, that you're happy with both Simchas Karoi, it doesn't matter. Because if Ein Osin Mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, Nira Lav Kamas, it looks like a burden. We can say that a nafkamina is that according to the Nemuke Yosef, a simcha shel rishus, together with the simcha of mitzvah zaser, because you're not going to be happy karai with two simchas. But the Tosis, we can say that they hold that no, simcha shel rishus, b'hadi simcha shel mitzvah is not a problem. Only simcha shel Torah, as we explained in the first shiur, there is a hakpada that it looks burdensome to you. If you have two simchas shel Torahs, that's going to be burdensome to you. Because anyway, if one of them is a rishus, that's not really a burden. Only if they're both simcha shel mitzvahs, that's going to be burdensome. So now we can be mechadesh, as we were, that the achronim say, that just like the achronim say, that if you have one mitzvah shel Torah, one mitzvah shel medivrei sofrin, osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, so too, we could say the same thing about Emarim Simcha Simcha. You're allowed to mix in a Daraisa with a Darabanan. And with this we can explain Tosfos, only Simchas Nisun is us, or Pidgin Aben you're allowed to do on the Moed, because Pidgin Aben is only Darabanan, that's allowed to be mixed in with the Simcha Daraisa of Moed. And then we have an Afgamin in a Flah, Shibin Isue Ktana, Shemei Savio, which is only Darabanan, that you're allowed to do on the Moed. Because it's not Darais, it's only Darabanan. And then on Purim, you're allowed to marry, because Purim is only Darabanan. And the marriage is Daraisa. And that's how you're allowed to get married in Erev Yontov, make the Sudan Lel Yontov, because Yel Yontov might only be a Mitzvah Darabanan, like the Shagas Aryeh says. And that's how we're allowed to do Simchas Torah on the same day as Shmini Atzeres. What about Amar and Simchas Sunchai? You're allowed to finish the Torah, because that's only Darabanan, whereas the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is Daraisa. So that is a summary of what we learned, and we should be Zoche, Lil Modu Lelamed, Lishma Belas, Lekayim, is called Ibrahim Salmat, Arasa, Vihava, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweet is the most beloved.